Chapter 2. Flip Your Focus. W. Stephen Brown said, "Communication does not begin with being understood, but with understanding others." On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you with your audience? Imagine you're standing on a stage. A giant spotlight is focused directly on your face. You feel hot and sweaty. You squint your eyes and see in front of you a sea of unfamiliar faces. Now imagine turning that spotlight away from you and shining it on your audience. Turn off that hot, sweat-inducing, nauseating moment by flipping your focus from you to your audience. What are your audience's expectations? What do they know? What do they want to hear? And what don't they want to hear? Focus on them. Devote yourself to improving the condition of each person in the room. Shift your focus from "What's in it for me?" to "What's in it for them?" Picture them as participants in a shared conversation. You make a statement or ask a question, and they answer verbally or physically. Pay attention to your audience, and your audience will pay attention to you. From your audience to you. You'll feel good about yourself when you're of value to others. As actor Leonard Nimoy pointed out, the more we share, the more we have. Flipping your focus may begin with the audience, but then it comes back to you. And the better you feel, the more you can give. A strong self-esteem will help you bounce back whenever you face a presentation setback. Self-esteem is more than a mere mental abstraction. It's broadcast from the inside out. Your self-worth shows up in your posture, your expression, and your voice. Feeling good about yourself is also the gift that keeps on giving. Recent research